Acts chapter 8, verses 18 through 24. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money and said, "Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this, your wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity." Then Simon answered and said, "Pray to the Lord for me, that none of the things which you have spoken may come upon me." So much of the evil in the church throughout history is a result of the things of God being up for sale. For us thinking that we can purchase the things that only God can give. We think of the corruption of the Middle Ages in the church. The wealth that took them from true spirituality. Money's not bad. We're called to be good stewards of the finances that God has placed in our hands. But it takes diligent effort to separate spiritual authority from financial ability. We also need to be reminded that that's not how God works. Salvation is something that cannot be purchased. There is no way to receive the gifts of God apart from God. So maybe in our life, it doesn't look exactly like Simon trying to give money to the apostles so that you can lay your hands on people and that they can receive the Holy Spirit. But maybe it looks like us trying to promote ourselves to God and to others by our own assets, by the things we have or the things we can do. When we sense any of that spirit in our lives, it tells us our hearts are not right. We need to do exactly what Simon was told to do. Repent. And I'm so grateful that the things of God are not for sale, because there's no way that we can raise the funds to buy what we need. Instead, we have a God who is ready to give without limit to those who ask and depend on Him. Don't think that you can buy the gift of God with money.
Speak Lord is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.